The Los Angeles police force is notoriously understaffed. For example, it has half the number of officers per resident that New York City has. So, L.A. has been increasingly turning to a core of middle-aged men and women who essentially volunteer for duty. Unlike reservists in many other cities, it's full duty, with uniforms and guns. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
At the Los Angeles Police Academy, reservists are perfecting their aim during target practice, shooting at bad guys made of cardboard who pop out from what looks like a movie set. In other cities, reserve officers are trotted out to stand watch during parades and ceremonies, but most of LA's line reservists carry weapons, and they patrol the streets just like any sworn officer. And just like full-time cops, they're required to go through at least 1,000 hours of training, which they do after work and on weekends. The training is ongoing, with assorted role-playing exercises at the academy.
Don't move your hands. If you move your hands, I will shoot you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put
Do not move your hands,
I just
lady.
I got them in the mail yesterday.
Don't, it's lady, I'm going to shoot you.
Take your hands.
The reservist shoots at a video screen suspect. Then the group discusses whether deadly force was justified. Unlike the 9,000 full-time LAPD cops whose salaries begin at $50,000 a year, these reservists get $50 a month. The stipend, they point out, barely covers the cost of dry cleaning their uniforms, not to mention the bullets, flashlights, and even motorcycles they have to supply themselves. So why do it?
Cops take off to play golf. I take off to play golf.
61-year-old Howard Eckerling is an attorney who's been a reservist for 19 years.
It's public service. We're helping out. We're backfilling where regular officers are not available. There are not enough police officers in L.A. That's no big secret. There never have been enough police officers, and undoubtedly there never will be.
Randy Tahara is a deputy for one of the L.A. County supervisors. She's been a reservist for 18 years.
I've always thought that I could provide my talents elsewhere and then do this as a hobby, if you will. And it keeps me off the streets, so to speak.
The other L.A. reservists, 700 of them, are attorneys, psychologists, airline pilots, and city council members. There's even a former teen idol, Bobby Sherman. You remember Bobby Sherman. Bobby Sherman works as a part-time medic for the LAPD Reserves.
I had 6 gold singles and 6 gold albums and 1 platinum. I loved the business, but also I got involved in medical. It was kind of a way to give something back to the community. It's a labor of love. I mean, I really enjoy myself, and I still dabble a little bit. I've been out on the road with Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees and Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits, but I would always have to come back and do my shifts.
Some reservists are classified as specialists with desk jobs, helping detectives or the canine unit, like the oldest reservist. She's 96. They're not armed, but among those who are is Joe Fasikas. In his other life, he's a stockbroker.
There's a sitting behind the desk thing that I have now that I told myself I never really wanted that to just be my whole identity. Some people can't really identify with that, but if you ever really heard a siren go by or wondered what's going on, I mean, I'm the guy in that car now, you see? I'm the guy that's going to what's going on.
When he's not on patrol, Fasikas and other reservists practice chasing down suspects at the academy.
You in the back seat. Sit up with your hands in plain sight. Do it.
LA's Reserve Corps program began during World War II when many of the sworn police officers enlisted. The department hired civilians to fill in for them, but once the soldiers returned, the reservists were pretty much ignored, says Assistant Police Chief Jim McDonald. He stopped by during a weekend training session to let the reservists know there's now a new attitude.
Thank you for all that you do. We're so grateful. I think we've been remiss in the way we've shown that in the past, but I think we're working very aggressively towards being a lot better in that regard and using you a lot more efficiently in the future.
The brass at the LAPD has no budget to hire more full-time cops, so they plan to double the number of reservists over the next 5 years. Sergeant Adam O'Neill says that besides saving the LAPD millions of dollars every year, the reservists offer fresh perspectives that are invaluable for police work.
Generally, they're older and they have much more life experience, whereas full-time officers, they're out there every day, and that's what they do day in and day out, and they oftentimes maybe become a little desensitized, and a volunteer or reserve officer, first of all, they come in with a positive attitude.
Central.
On the beat in Hollywood, Officer Jim Collier patrols with reservist Adam Ripp, a Hollywood producer. Collier says regular cops do have some reservations about the part-timers.
It can be difficult to get in the swing of things, working twice a month compared to somebody that's in here doing it day in and day out.
But Collier says he appreciates what Ripp is doing.
The bottom line is, right now we could get sniped at, or we could get a call of a shooting in progress right now. We got to respond. Just because he's a reserve doesn't mean when bullets start flying that he's going to be exempt from being hit or what have you. He's taking a lot of risks out here. And what's he getting, $50 a month?
Police department.
Together, Collier and Ripp respond to burglar alarms and trace the license plates of an abandoned car. They search an apartment for stolen computers used to make phony IDs, and they spend hours tracking down a missing teenager.
All right, sorry to bother you. We're conducting a missing juvenile investigation.
In between assignments, they stop to eat Mexican food, and they snack at the 7-Eleven.
I need something spicy.
Okay.
Adam Ripp.
It's the cliche. It's, you know, 99% boredom punctuated by, you know, 1% of, you know, terror.
Ripp says wearing a bulletproof vest and being strapped with weapons, he's living out his childhood fantasy.
You know, I still have my Adam 12 lunchbox at home that I had, you know, from elementary school. I grew up with the Los Angeles Police Department, you know, being kind of the holy grail of law enforcement. A lot of people think you've got to be nuts to be a police officer, you know, in the city of Los Angeles, unless it was something that, you know, you had kind of, I don't know, it's a calling.
But Ripp doesn't want to give up his day job. He's made films about L.A. gangs and police and also helped make the movie The Usual Suspects.
My experiences, you know, working as a reserve officer have inspired countless scenes and characters and moments in films. You know, I think the reality of the job is far more interesting, fascinating, and amazing than anything that Hollywood depicts.
Ripp's next project is a script about the history of the LAPD's SWAT team. He's hoping his real-life police work translates into a convincing pitch in Hollywood. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You can see photos of the LA Reserve officers training at our website, npr.org.